As this seemingly never-ending winter of record cold temperatures and stubborn snowstorms drags on, it seems hard to believe that another season is just around the corner. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, spring is lurking beneath the snowpack.
All the bulbs and seeds of spring flowers buried under upstate New York's frozen tundra are probably taking the record cold February temperatures better than the humans above ground, according to SUNY ESF landscape expert Tim Toland.
The fact that we've had a lot of snow is good in some respects, especially for the shorter plants, because it will insulate them. And if the plants have been under this blanket of snow and this continual blanket of snow, they're not really being affected by the extreme bitterness and extreme winds.
Toland says hardiness and location is key to survival of the above-ground plants. The problem there, says Don Leopold, chair of the SUNY ESF Environmental and Forest Biology Department, is that more plants suited to warmer climes have made it into our landscapes, because climate change has led some national groups to change the horticulture zones that determine which plants can grow in what weather.
And so you might have an average that is warmer, but we're getting these more extreme periods. So a lot of people pushing those zone 6 plants, for example, in upstate New York, unless they're highly protected, they probably lost them this year.
If anything, Toland says the extremes this winter are a lesson for the future when homeowners and landscapers start thinking about planting in the coming season.
We need to look at things that are adaptable and maybe tolerant to a broader range of conditions than things that are very, very specific.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.